Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Well, good morning. This is the first Wednesday of December. Not only is it almost Christmas time, but since it's the first Wednesday, that means we have our good friend, Brad Mattis, CEO of Life Issues Institute. Good morning, Brad.
Well, good morning, Earl. And I'm such a Christmas fanatic. It's maybe a little overextending it, but I have all three of my Christmas trees up and decorated and celebrating the birth of our Savior.
And you're the only one I know that has three trees. But that's all right. That's all right. I'm glad you've got one up for me, I know. Well, Brad, we just finished off November, which is National Adoption Month, and I thought that it might be good to take a few minutes and kind of wrap the month up with perspective from the pro-life side on adoption and foster care and so on. You've had some very interesting articles recently on this issue. I'd like you to maybe highlight some of those and discuss the importance of the foster care adoption from the pro-life movement.
Sure. Well, it's appropriate that we talk about foster care, Earl, in the context of adoption, because it is an avenue that many people have used to adopt children. My brother and sister-in-law adopted five children that way, and really now they're celebrating grandchildren. But, you know, if those who are listening to us think, well, taking in children with foster care is not their calling, there are various ways that you can serve the foster care community that doesn't include taking in children. So by all means, to those people, I want to encourage them to check that out. And they are absolutely desperate for more foster parents. As a matter of fact, experts in the field have told me they've put down blankets in offices of social workers to allow children to sleep there because they just don't have enough foster parents to take them in. And the parents listening, I'd just like you to consider for a moment that your child was lying on a floor on a blanket in an office because there is no place for him or her to go. That's nothing that we would want to see happen, of course. And as Christians, we really don't want to see that. But here's a point where you said, Earl, the church needs to get involved. And if each church found one family, just one family, to take in a child, the crisis would be over. And we would have no problems with children being taken care of. Just one family per church got involved, that would alleviate, you know, the crisis. And here's the last thing I want to leave with the listeners, and most compelling in my mind. It breaks my heart to be told that there are scores of children who age out of the foster care system. Now, put yourself for a moment in their shoes. They turn 18, and then all of the foster care supportive network goes away. Disappears. How many of your children at 18 are equipped to go out into the world and fend for themselves, find a job, find an apartment, take care of themselves? College is likely a dream too far to reach. Their chances of becoming homeless, of becoming addicted to drugs and alcohol, and getting into all sorts of negative mischievousness are magnified when they age out of the healthcare or the foster care system. We can do better. The church can do better. We are called to take care of the orphans, the fatherless, and in many cases, they might as well be fatherless because their fathers are, it's a situation where they are not taking care of them. So my plea to everyone listening to this is please go to the Father in prayer and ask him if this is something on your heart. And if it is, it may not involve taking in kids, but you can get involved. Maybe you can recruit a family in your church to take in foster care. There are so many ways we as Christians can do things as an individual and make an impact that could last not only for that child's present, but for that child's future and future generations.
Yeah, that's so true. In fact, Trowbridge of Montana and Promise 686 are two of the Christian organizations that are doing an outstanding job in the state of Montana getting support from churches. And they both will have said exactly the same thing you're saying. If every church, we get one more family involved in the foster care system, we would eliminate the problem. That's yeah. hard to believe, but it's so true. There's a lot of different issues, and you know, they're for some people, particularly those that are in my age group, foster care is not necessarily the easiest thing to do. But there are, you know, if you get your church involved, support them. There are ways to support them financially. There's ways to support them with material items, but be there for the foster families. My middle daughter and her husband have been foster caring for years. They're currently in the court system trying to get custody, a guardianship, I should say, of their oldest foster child that's 4 years old now. And the court system's so backlogged that what was hearing that was supposed to happen the first of the summer has now been put off till next spring. It's really heartbreaking for them because it's just being put off and put off and put off because the court system's so overloaded. But by the same token, I also think the world of them for raising these children, and they have two of them at this point. They've had as many as three at one time, but they have two now. And raising those children to learn to love their Savior and to see those kids at 4 and 2 years old, 2 and a half now, years old, in church with them, and we've been out there and seen it, raising their hands and praising God while they're singing songs in church. I tell you, there's nothing that warms the heart more than that. And these kids are getting placed in Christian homes, are getting raised to know who Jesus Christ is and knowing the love that God only alone can give. So I would just urge anybody involved. And like I say, there are some circumstances where you just can't get involved. I understand that. You can't get involved yourself, but you can sure provide some money. You can provide material items. We are involved with Promise 686 and Childbridge. Those are two great organizations, and there are several more. Montana has just started a new faith and community-based Montana government, of all places, is starting a new faith-based and community partnership. And I was fortunate enough to be involved in a meeting with this group and the state of Montana employees. And there are so many good-hearted people involved in the state government that need help. And they're reaching out to the faith-based community now to get involved and help them find homes for foster children as well as other issues in our society. So, Brad,
There you go, Earl. Montanans are not disappointing. And what you said reminds me of something else, how people can get involved in mentoring. You can teach a teenager how to change a flat tire. Construction, help them, teach them to use a hammer, various life skills that you may be uniquely qualified for, where you could offer your skills and share them. And at the same time, share the love of Jesus when you're doing it. As you said, Earl, all of this is a mission field, and it's ripe for the harvest.
Amen. Brad, thank you so much for your input, and really appreciate you, and we'll be talking again to you next month.
Okay, and I want to wish you very happy times in your retirement. I'll miss you, but we know that God has another phase of your life in store.
Thank you, Brad. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to having lunch with you again someday.
Okay. All right. Come okay. down and see me.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org. So you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.